wake up.
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
In one weekend, Beyonce proved that not only is she maybe the greatest performer of all freaking time live, but she's also just like the rest of us. Why? Because her...
Is she?
Well, Pebbles, I'll tell you this. Why she's maybe the greatest performer of all time live? They said Coachella should be renamed Baychella because they said her performance was just
I'm like, she's like Wes.
I'm hearing that she doesn't want anybody, including her fans, to post any bad pictures of her on social media.
Well,
she's just like the rest of us. Who likes that? You see one of your friends put up a picture, you know, all you know is that they care about how they look in the picture, and you're like, damn.
You better think about it. Where most people are, you're below the stage. That's the worst angle. Because you know, if you take low angles, they are very unflattering.
And there's been some very unflattering Beyonce pictures that have gone viral from past performances, so I don't blame her.
She's taken it to the next level, though, as far as getting those pictures taken off, though, right, Melissa?
Yeah, I heard over the weekend that there were people posting video clips of her performance at Coachella, and somehow she got their Twitter accounts deactivated. And there were a lot of people that were coming down on her for that. Like, all right, now we've officially reached diva status. Now, I'm not sure how accurate this story is, but I heard it from a few places.
I mean,
so if she's got that power,
she got
all the
juice,
power to you.
She's way up there. She got that juice.
Who wouldn't want that power? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So is this, all I saw was highlights of it. I can't find the freaking whole thing live.
I can send you a link. It's out there.
Can you tell me? Because I know you saw this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I watched it live. I watched it at 2 o'clock in the morning on...
What made it so amazing?
Oh, my God.
It was, for me, she doesn't just perform. She tells a story.
Yeah.
And she said she was planning this performance from the day she had to cancel when she was pregnant. She's been planning for it since then. And, you know, historically black colleges and universities story she was telling, like, that was really the main, you know, focus of the performance, having the bands up there, the dancers, you know, the majorette dancing. Like, it was all... It was
a
story.
On a show.
Yeah, it was a story, and it's not like someone just went up there and just was winging it.
Everything means something. Like when you look at all of her costumes and you look at all the different things in it. Like I think what makes people great performers, like you elevate your songs to like a new level where you kind of show me something that I've never seen before, and I think just presence. You know what I mean? Like think about the few people who you could imagine just like standing on stage, just standing there and command people to like really be excited.
Put it this way.
Michael Jackson, The Undertaker.
Well, damn.
Tupac.
Put it this way. I am not a diehard Beyonce stan, like, you know, the Beehive and whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. I am not diehard. But when she was performing, I teared up. I had tears coming down my face. Seriously. Maybe that's just the emotional person in me. I don't know. But it just... the Destiny's Child reunion. And it's Solange
with
coming
her sister.
Out.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes. Like...
I think she understands. Like, I'm not a Beyonce fan. I'm not like a concert fan anyways because I think, you know, they're boring. But when you have somebody like Beyonce who says, all right, you're going to come to my concert and be entertained, I think that's why, you know, like Jay-Z, I like his music, but I don't want to see Jay-Z in concert. I love Biggie, but I don't want to see Biggie in concert. I think when you talk about Beyonce, she's kind of in that world of Michael Jackson where when you go to see them or when you went to see Michael perform or you go to see Beyonce perform, for them, it's they're entertaining you. They want to give you more than just somebody standing up there doing a choreographed dance.
Now, my question for all of you, is this going to give some validity to the concert prices? Because you know how like her and Jay are coming to Gillette, right?
100%, 100%.
Their ticket prices are absolutely ridiculously insane.
Yeah.
Okay? Is this going to kind of justify
for Beyonce, it does justify it because you get what you pay for. You're paying a lot of money, you're going to see Beyonce put on a good show.
And her show, compared to everyone else, it's like, let's say she's an A+. I would say the next best thing out there is probably like a C+.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Can you name another, right now off the top of your head, that you're like, oh, their performance is
Bruno
next.
Mars.
Female. I'm talking about female.
Female?
Yeah.
But why does it have to be female? Because if
know,
we're
Pebbles.
Just talking about performers. No, because
right. You know what? You're right. You're
recently,
right. Okay.
She, male. Recently, male Bruno right Mars was the one in the conversation
right
that everyone was like, oh, he's the greatest.
Like
and then it was just like, yeah. Beyonce's like, here, hold my beer.
He does put a show on like that.
I wouldn't say he's on the same level as Beyonce as far right as performance, but he, I would say if you're asking who the next person is, he'd be
him
a close second.
But Beyonce's catalog of music is just
right
that much more.
She could leave Jay-Z at home.
It's like, people are a little disappointed. Like actually, when Jay took the stage,
like you're slowing everything down, right, Jay. I'm like, oh, you know, it's like a great action movie, and then all of a sudden, here's now we go into a slow love scene. Stay at home, Jay.
Wake up.
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.